This is Jordan Secular. Today on the broadcast, we talk about the fight that continues to stop Planned Parenthood from getting your federal tax dollars.
I'm calling because I'm 33 years old, and I had an abortion when I was 18. I am tired of these organizations trying to make it seem like it's okay that women can go and do whatever they want.
I just want people to know that when I had mine, it's all like a dream.
And then they don't have to take any responsibility for it. They can just go kill somebody because that makes it okay.
And I was about 5 months pregnant.
You got to understand the mindset of where they're operating from. They worship at the altar of abortion.
And they tell you, they hold your hand next to your bed. So when you hear the vacuum come on, you think that they're holding your hand because they care about you.
In their mind, this is so important that it almost becomes a religion to these people.
But really, it's so you don't see the baby going through the tube.
They're both rather gruesome procedures.
And I'm starting to remember all this because it's like a dream.
You're saying that there's no interest whatever in the state in preventing the coarsening of manners?
So when you hear the vacuum come on,
from having the doctor and those in attendance and those who know what goes on witnessing the destruction of a...
But really, it's so you don't see the baby going through the tube.
Of a live human creature outside the womb.
Because it's like a dream.
They worship at the altar of abortion.
So when you hear the vacuum come on, you think that they're holding your hand because they care about you?
They worship at the altar of abortion.
But really, it's so you don't see the baby going through the tube.
Strong words and a strong issue. The issue, of course, partial birth abortion case, folks, is just days away. We want your calls and your comments on this. We are literally 4 days away from the oral arguments before the Supreme Court of the United States in the partial birth abortion cases. Planned Parenthood's the lead plaintiff in the cases. By the way, in that montage that our producer put together, Eric put together for us, those were the words also of Justice Scalia and even Justice O'Connor talking about the gruesome nature of these procedures and the coarsening of the culture for life. So a lot going on. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Planned Parenthood leading the charge on this. We're joined today by a good friend of ours and someone that's really taking a stand for our families, especially on this issue, Senator David Vitter from Louisiana. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Jay. Thanks for the invitation.
Let me ask you this. You've got a bill that you proposed earlier in the year that would basically defund groups like Planned Parenthood if they're performing abortions.
Right.
What was the motivation of this?
It's called the Title X bill, and it's called that because Title X is the federal family planning program that sends millions upon millions of dollars to various groups around the country, including groups like Planned Parenthood, which, of course, fund so many abortions. In fact, the most recent available annual report of Planned Parenthood, 2003-2004, shows that almost a third of that entire organization's revenue comes from the government, $265.2 million. A big portion of that, not all of it, but a big portion of that is this Title X program. Now, there's a bit of a dance, a bit of a fiction that goes on, and that is that there is language in present law that says, well, you can't directly use Title X dollars to fund abortions, and that makes everybody feel better. But the fact of the matter is they fund abortion providers. They help fund their overhead. They help fund their general expenses. They are absolutely a huge source of revenue for leading abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. In fact, from 97 to 2001, it's estimated that Planned Parenthood and its affiliates received a total of $661 million in federal funding. So clearly, in a meaningful way, federal taxpayers are forced to fund abortion providers and their overhead and their general expenses and help keep them going. And I just
we're coming up on a hard break here. We're gonna ask you to hold on a second. We're gonna go to a break in a moment. But what Senator Vitter's talking about, folks, is your money and my money, tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood, the lead plaintiff, by the way, in the challenge on the partial birth abortion case. And we're talking about over $250 million a year. We want to encourage you to back the senator's bill. You could do it by simply calling our toll-free number. Jordan will give you that information, as well as go to ACLJ.org for more information, and we'll keep the senator on for another segment of the broadcast. Jordan, give the number to everybody.
877-989-2255. Again, it's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you, the taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom, talking about freedom.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Our guest is Senator David Vitter. He's offered a bill that will basically defund these abortion providers. We're going to get into the specifics of that. If you want to talk to us on air, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. If you want to add, go ahead, yes.
Would say you cannot get this taxpayer funding, this Title X money, if you provide abortions. And the rationale is simple. Abortion is a very controversial, very divisive issue in our country. Millions upon millions of Americans think it is tantamount to murder, the taking of innocent human life. And so why should we use federal taxpayer dollars to even indirectly fund abortions, help support abortion providers?
How important is it, Senator? And I agree with you. This is, I think, it's one of, you have the most one of the most significant bills in Congress right now. How important is it for the American people to be contacting their senators once the election's over in just a few days to get this on track as a front and center issue? Because when people hear that their tax dollars are going to Planned Parenthood, frankly, people are outraged.
Absolutely, and it's very important. You know, we're just asking for the same policy that we use in terms of foreign countries and activity overseas. Why don't we have the same policy here in the U.S.? Our policy overseas is that we're not going to fund abortion providers with taxpayer dollars. Why don't we do the same thing in our own country? Now, the other side, of course, will try to paint this as an attack on family planning. It isn't that at all. This is about abortion and taxpayer funding of abortion. It isn't about all these those other distractions that the other side will try to throw up.
Senator, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate you taking time to be with us. And I also want to let everyone know how much we appreciate your leadership in this important issue. We're going to get people calling. We're going to get people involved. We're hearing from thousands. And by the way, we've heard from over 45,000 of our members just in the last couple of days on this. So, Senator,
that's
this
great
issue is striking
well,
a chord.
That's what it's going to take to move it through the process. So I appreciate all that help.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks,
David Vitter from Louisiana. Very good. Thanks for being with us. By the way, folks, if you are concerned about this issue, which you need to be, Al Gore did a fundraiser. Jordan, you got the information on this. And my understanding is he raised, just in the last couple of days, $300,000 for Planned Parenthood.
That's exactly right, Al Gore. And that's what you've got to make sure, folks, we're coming into these elections, is check out the candidates. Make sure you know who you're voting for and what they're supporting. And if they support groups like Planned Parenthood, make sure they support your worldview, because we've got a story coming out of Minneapolis, Al Gore raising $300,000 for Planned Parenthood. $300,000 in Minnesota. $300,000 in North Dakota. He's going around the country raising money for Planned Parenthood, raising money for this organization. And
Right. They
do this for one purpose, Dad. I think this is what's important. It's for politics. A lot of these folks, especially on the left, think that they've got to placate the entire pro-abortion, abortion on demand, I think is what you'd even go further and call it, because that's what this groups have become in groups like this, is any kind of restriction on abortion is too much of a restriction. Any kind of restriction.
You know,
is too
and
much
you've
of
got
restriction.
And not only you got former Vice President Al Gore raising money for Planned Parenthood, that's private dollars, but now they're taking my money and your money and our tax dollars, and it's exactly what the senator said. You're paying for the overhead of the abortion clinic. It can't pay for the direct abortion, but it can pay for the overhead. You're paying for their litigation. So Congress gives them money. They turn around and sue the United States for the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. We're going to be in court in 4 days on that. Folks, you heard what the senator said. We need to hear your voice on this in order to carry this legislation forward. We heard from over 2,500 of you on our phone lines yesterday and over 10,000 of you yesterday online. Here's what we need you to do. You go to your phones right now and you say, I don't want my money going to Planned Parenthood. Our operators are standing by, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Linda is calling from North Carolina on line 6. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you so much for what you're doing and for our nation.
My
question is, how does these millions of dollars of our tax money, how is that given to Planned Parenthood? I mean, I don't understand the process. I don't know how they get that much money.
Sure. No, it's a good question. And let me tell you what they get. They get a check from the government for $265,200,000 last year. It's a check. It's called Title 10, is what Senator Vitter was talking about. Jordan, you work with our Government Affairs Office. We've tracked this down. It's a check that goes from the United States Treasury, from Title 10, to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it's part of the Family Planning Act that was passed, and this would amend that act. This would take that part out. And what this legislation would propose is to do, if it was passed, it would require the Secretary of Health and Human Services to submit to Congress a list of anyone who performed abortions, regardless of how they funded those abortions. So whether they were the actual abortion provider or they funded abortion providers, and those people on that list would be ineligible for any family planning funds that came out of Title 10. So no more would groups like Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. Remember, we talk about Planned Parenthood so much because they're the largest abortion provider in the world and the United States. They're responsible for 20% of the abortions that are carried out every year in the United States. I think last year alone, 250,000 abortions by Planned Parenthood. This would stop the funding that comes out of this Family Planning Act to go to any kind of abortion organization. So it affects Planned Parenthood, of course, the most, because it's a third of their budget annually, but it also affects every other abortion provider in the United States. I think that's why this legislation is so important.
And let me take it a step further, folks. I want you to imagine this. There's your check, your paycheck that you get from your employer or from your business comes in, and you have the taxes, of course, taken out. The taxes are then given to the United States Treasury. The United States Treasury then collects all of our tax dollars, and then they're writing a check. I want you to just think about and visualize this for a minute. $265 million of our money then gets a check written from the federal government to Planned Parenthood, authorized by Congress, and then Planned Parenthood takes the money, turns around, and sues Congress with the money they just got to fight partial birth abortion. This is absolutely outrageous. It's not acceptable. Senator Vitter needs our help. We need to get this legislation through. Here's what we want you to do. You go to your phones right now. Call 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And an easy way to do it, though, folks, is 877-989-2255 and say, I don't want my tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. We need to get that message made loud and clear. Let's go right back to the phone.
Cindy's calling from North Carolina as well on line 4. Cindy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Thank you for taking my call. I worked for about 3 years as a counselor in a pregnancy care center, and I treated 3 to 4 women each week, and about 95% of them had had at least one abortion from Planned Parenthood. It was terrible. I sat there every week and listened to horror stories, just like you had on your blurb. One girl told me at age 16, they took her from school to have an abortion, and she got scared when she got in the clinic, and they literally dragged her into a back room, and her word was terrorized her for over an hour, screamed and yelled at her until she finally submitted to having an abortion. And she kept saying and kept crying, if only my mom had known, if only my aunt had known, if only
the outrage of all of this, Cindy, and you know this from your experience, is that Planned Parenthood takes our money and then turns around and says, we don't want parental consent, which I think there should be. They don't even want parental notice when a medical procedure, an abortion, is performed on their 14-year-old daughter. They don't want to give the parent notice. Planned Parenthood was the lead plaintiff also in the case involving the parental notification bill. That is exactly what we're fighting here. That's what Planned Parenthood is all about. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're taking your calls. We're just 4 days away from the Supreme Court case on partial birth abortion. We'll be giving you a live report, by the way, from the steps of the Supreme Court as soon as those cases are over. So you'll want to listen in next Wednesday. So there's a lot to talk about. We're taking your calls on that and a variety of issues as well. 1-800-684-3110. Should your tax dollars be going to Planned Parenthood? Back to the phones we go.
Becky's calling from Montana on line one. Becky, welcome to JSEC. You're live.
Hi, Becky.
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you, Jay, for all that you do, and thanks to Senator Vitter for his diligence. I was wondering if Planned Parenthood is in any way connected with the power of the ACLU.
It's a great question. Let me tell you I can't give you a connection in the standpoint of dollars raised, but I can tell you this. A lot of the cases, it's Planned Parenthood lawyers and the ACLU lawyers. It was exactly the case, in fact, on the partial birth abortion cases. It is Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. They sing from the same hymnal, so to speak, and it's a hymnal I don't want to sing from, but they are talking the same game, and they litigate the same kind of cases, and oftentimes they're co-counsel with each other, which they are, by the way, in the partial birth abortion cases. So that is part and parcel of how Planned Parenthood and the ACLU operate. And again, you get the whole scope of what's going on here when you look at parental notice, you look at partial birth abortion, and then to make matters worse, our tax dollars going towards Planned Parenthood, directly getting a check from the United States Treasury, our tax dollars, right to Planned Parenthood. It is absolutely, folks, just outrageous, but this is, again, why we have to take an aggressive stand. Our briefs have been filed at the partial birth abortion cases. The briefs are in. Argument's going to take place Wednesday. We will give you a report from the Supreme Court on Wednesday as it takes place. Hey, I want to encourage you, as we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones right now. Add your name to over 45,000 people, almost 50,000, that are saying enough is enough. We don't want our tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. Jordan's going to let you know how to do it.
All you have to do is call our toll-free number, folks, 1-877-989-2255 to join the fight to defund Planned Parenthood. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education, the best education that I could ever have received.
For Stacy Fincher, the undergraduate program at Regent University was a blessing. With a degree in religious studies and a background in communications, Stacy found earning her college degree at Regent a life-changing event.
I would talk to my professors and say, I want to change the world. I want to incorporate ministry and media. How can I do that? It doesn't seem possible. But my professors would say, you can do it. You can do everything you want to do. And you can get that background right here at Regent.
The Regent undergraduate program provides a premier educational experience. Classes are offered online and in the classroom. All are taught from a Christian worldview. Learn more at regentundergrad.com. For more information or to apply, you can also call toll-free at 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Enroll today, and just like Stacy Fincher, you'll realize that when you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. You may think you know what's taking place inside Planned Parenthood. They target teens, promoting sex and abortion. And of course, Planned Parenthood supported a campaign to dispense RU486, the dangerous abortion pill. But you may not know a critical source for the funding of Planned Parenthood. Are you ready? It's you.
The taxpayer. Planned Parenthood has received more than $550 million in federal taxpayer funds in the last 2 years alone. They can't use federal funds to perform abortions, but the fact is, every dollar they receive for other purposes frees up another dollar for abortions. Are you tired of funding Planned Parenthood? There's an important bill in the U.S. Senate that would bring an end to this troubling practice. Stand with the ACLJ and put pressure on the Senate to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Sign on to the petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Send a powerful message right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. I want to say a huge thank you to our members around the country. We asked you to rally on various projects, and this is one that we have just been overwhelmed with the huge response that we're getting from our members. We've received in just a few days, I mean literally, 48 hours, or maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 3 days now, 38,226 people have contacted us via the internet. And I think, Jordan, we're approaching, over 7,000 people, probably 10,000 people on the phone. So we could close out this week, the first week we're in this campaign, with 50,000 signatures supporting the cutoff of taxpayer funding. And, Jordan, with your work in government affairs and Drew Ryan's, that will send a huge message.
That is a huge message. That is a huge message. In 1 week alone, that would be one of our biggest petition drives ever. And I think it's one of our most important petition drives that we've ever done. You heard from Senator Vitter. He actually introduced this language into the U.S. Senate. And we all know, folks, we're only 4 days away from the general election, 5 days away from the partial birth abortion case. This is important. It's at the U.S. Senate. It is there. It's ready to be voted on. It's ready to be worked through the U.S. Senate. But you got to have support for this kind of legislation because it's going to cause a lot of controversy. It already has caused a lot of controversy. And these senators have to know that the American people support this legislation, which is why we need you to call. We need you to add your name to the petition to cut off this taxpayer money, our money, your money, going right to Planned Parenthood. And all you have to do is call our toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and stand up against Planned Parenthood and join this petition to defund Planned Parenthood online. We're going to go back to the phones if you want to speak with us. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Pat calling from Michigan on line 6. Pat, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hey, Pat.
I just wanted to say I find it very ironic that they would rather cut the funding to our troops who are fighting for our freedoms and then turn around and fund organizations that murder babies.
Yeah, you're talking about a sad and tragic irony. The debate going on about whether our troops should get adequate funding, which you've got to get because we're in a fight for the survival of our culture, and we're taking I'd rather take that $265 million. I'm not saying, charge us less tax. Let's take that $265 million and get it to the troops. I mean, who in America could disagree with that? How could you disagree with that? How could you say, well, we're better off doing that kind of, quote, family planning, which is Senator Vitter said on this broadcast just 15 minutes ago, look, you're paying for the overhead of the abortion clinic. And that's exactly what's going on here. So we don't need to be mincing words. That's exactly what it is. And I'm with you on that, Pat. And I appreciate so many of you again for calling us on this. We're going to be, Lord willing, we'll be at 50,000 by this weekend. So again, if you've not yet joined with us on this, if you don't want your tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood, then you just call us at 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. And let me encourage you, when you go to the ACLJ website, we've got a brand new website up. In our spotlight section, we have an interactive piece that we put together on this whole Planned Parenthood issue that you're going to want to see. So go to ACLJ.org right in the spotlight section.
Let's go back to the phones. Audrey's calling from Missouri on line 3. Audrey, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you very much. Before I get to my question, I would like to just thank Senator Vitter, if he's still listening, for having the courage to tackle this giant.
And it is I appreciate, we'll make sure if the senator was back in Louisiana, if he's not listening now, we will make sure that your thank you is given to him, Audrey, because
okay.
You're absolutely correct. It is a courageous stand, and it was the bold and right stand to take.
That's right. And another comment before my question, so bear with me, please. I find it utterly amazing that a country that is supposed to be 84% Christian is not up in arms over this, over abortion even to start with, okay? You shouldn't have to beg for $50,000. They should just come in automatically.
but you got to tell. You know, the problem is, and you know this, and I appreciate your comment on that, Audrey. But the problem is, you've got to be able to tell the people what's going on. And the reason I'm so thankful for Christian radio and Christian television and conservative talk radio and conservative television now is that you're able to communicate this. I've just done a series of interviews over the last few days on the partial birth abortion cases. And folks, when I describe the procedure of what's going on to these reporters, they act as if they've never heard this before. It's new to them. So that's part of the educational process that we're having to get into, and that's part of what we're doing here on this broadcast. Now, Audrey, you had a question. Go ahead.
Yes, and I agree with what you just said. My question is, with at this time of year with the holidays, people are more generous and giving to charities. Is there a resource available that will tell us which charities also support abortion so that we can redirect our dollars? My understanding was United Way was a supporter of Planned Parenthood.
I think they have supported Planned Parenthood in the past. I don't know if they do that now. Jordan, is there a single resource, or can our government affairs people take a look at that and make that determination?
Yeah, we'll look that up. I think what everyone will be shocked with is how many organizations do support Planned Parenthood. There's actually a dispute right now, and I think a lot of it is the whole fact of what Audrey brought up, is that people don't even understand what Planned Parenthood is. There is a whole distortion out there. We've heard it from callers that listen to this program every day, and they still don't understand that Planned Parenthood is, number one, an abortion provider. That is what they do. That is their mission, is to provide abortions, not just in the United States, but throughout the entire world. There's a whole dispute going on right now in California between a Catholic Church diocese and a group who is actually giving money to one of the cancer organizations who gives money to Planned Parenthood. It's a breast cancer organization, but some of their money goes to Planned Parenthood, and there's a dispute within the church right now out in California over whether or not that is okay or something that should be stopped. So there are a lot of these questions, Audrey, and I think everyone would be shocked to know how much charity money is given directly to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it's look, folks, I mean, it's serious revenue. And when you look at it, and we're just talking about the taxpayer-funded dollars, not the $300,000 that Vice President Gore raised for Planned Parenthood yesterday. I'm talking about your taxpayer dollars, $265,200,000 that Senator Vitter wants stopped. It simply says we're not going to have Title X funds go to any abortion provider, or if the subgrantee is an abortion provider. It's that simple. Let's go right back to the phones. Try to get one more call in.
Let's take Kevin calling from California on line two. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling from California, and we have a very hot issue out here known as Proposition 85. And
yeah, that's your parental notification law that they're trying to get passed. Yeah,
correct. And the people that are funding the opposition to this, including Planned Parenthood, I call it the true axis of evil. There's Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and the National Abortion Rights Action League. And they're using the scare tactic that parents are abusing kids.
Yeah, and here's the thing about that. You know, the argument they make is we don't want to have parental notice because there may be a child abuse situation. Well, every law has what's called a judicial bypass. If that is in fact the case, well, then you just go, the person goes to the court. There's advocates that are assigned to the child, and they can get the permission from the court. So the 1% where that's a factor is one thing. But the other 99%, not giving parental notice when an abortion is being performed on a minor, folks, you can't get a Tylenol or an aspirin in a college or high school without a parental consent unless you're over the age of 18. I mean, that's the way it works. So this whole idea that you don't give parents notification, we sent out an email, by the way, to our members in California on Proposition 85 and encourage you, make sure you're voting on these things, folks. These are major, don't just gloss over them. These are major, major deliberations and major issues. So we want to encourage you to do that. We appreciate your call, Kevin. Hey, we're out of time on this broadcast today. I want to encourage you again and say thank you to the almost 50,000 of you that have contacted us in just the last few days. It's been really amazing to see the response we're getting on this. We are just a few days away from the partial birth abortion cases. Jordan's going to tell you how you can end the funding of Planned Parenthood with your tax dollars.
Folks, there's two ways to do so. First, you can call our toll-free number right now, 1-877-989-2255. Again, 1-877-989-2255. You can do that right now. You can write down the number and call later. But I encourage you, do it today, 877-989-2255. 2255 to join the fight to defund Planned Parenthood. You can also go to ACLJ.org. It's a great website to check out, but you can also sign our petitions and email that link out so that other folks can sign the petition online as well. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.